Praise the Lord. The Lord is thinking of you. When you are friendless, needing a friend. When you are hopeless, needing hope. When you are sick and you need healing. When you are down, devastated, and you need lifting. Jesus in heaven, mighty, powerful, is thinking of you. Did you see that my daughter and the my son, the husband, talking excitedly? When everything was down, when it appeared, what shall we do? Cancer. All the internal organs, everything packed up. She couldn't walk. She couldn't eat. She couldn't take water. And then when they tried to pass drip into her body, the body will not accept drip. It's like pack up, finish it up, go. But the Lord was thinking of her. And then Taraba plus Bayelsa. Jalingo plus Yenegoa. The power came. The Lord was thinking of her all the time. Blind, now cannot see. Why am I here? When you are friendless, needing a friend. I came to tell you here tonight, as your evangelist, that Jesus is thinking of you. He'll wipe those tears away. He'll bring life to the dead body in Jesus' name. Raise up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I know you are thinking of me. Father, we thank you tonight. You love everyone. Every man, every woman, every brother, every sister, every family here tonight, pass your love across to everyone. Power to everyone. Life to everyone. Those who are friendless and helpless and hopeless, be the friend and the hope and the help of everyone. Tonight, save your people. Tonight, heal your people. Tonight, deliver your people. And those who feel there is no hope, let hope arise tonight for everyone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Before you sit down, I have a friend. What's his name? Jesus. He will not fail in your life. You can sit down and God bless you. Sit down in the blessing of the Lord. There's hope for everyone tonight. Tonight we come again to redemption. And this is the day of release and redemption. That's the topic tonight. The day, it's your day. The hour, it's your hour. The night, it's your night. The day, the time, the hour of release and redemption is coming your way. Look at Luke chapter 4. In Luke chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. All is there for you. All those things I've read to you, line by line, promise by promise, prophecy by prophecy, everything delivered unto you tonight. Then in verse 19 says, and to preach, and to proclaim, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. In verse 20, it says, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Then verse 21, and he said, he began to say unto them, and he begins to say unto you, whatever your condition, the word of the Lord, the word of salvation, the word of healing, the word of release, the word of redemption is coming to you right there. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Where are you? Today is your day. The scripture on salvation will be fulfilled in your life. The scripture on healing will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. And the scripture concerning the perfect power manifestation, miracle, signs and wonders will be fulfilled in your life. In my life. In my life. The Lord confirm it like a decree in your life tonight in Jesus' name. This is that day, your day, when the scripture will be fulfilled in your life. There are three things we're looking at as we consider this day of release and redemption. 3 points. Number one, the prince was the prophecy of our redemption. Here came Christ, the prince, and it had been written concerning him that when he comes and he shows up, there'll be the fulfillment of what had been written. Number one, the prince was the prophecy of our redemption. Number two, the power and purpose of our recovery. I came to tell you tonight that Christ had been thinking of you so that you will have power manifestation in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Recovery. Somebody help me shout recovery. Recovery. You will recover tonight. Amen. Number three, the perception and the preparedness for our redemption. I'm going to make it personal now. The perception and the preparedness for my redemption. Say it yourself now. The perception. The perception and preparedness for my redemption. You are ready tonight. And the Lord will fulfill it in your life in Jesus' name. One, two, three, and it's done. Number one, the priest with the prophecy of our redemption. Look at that again in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Here is the prince of peace, the prince with power, the prince with authority. Now he comes and he says, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit that hovered all over the earth when everything was void, and because of that Spirit everything came to normal. Job said, the Spirit of the Lord has formed me. That same Spirit, the Spirit that came on Christ and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then what it will do, because the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Almighty, the Spirit, the eternal, everlasting Spirit was upon him. This is what will happen. It says, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You don't have anything to pay. Good news is coming to you. You don't have anything to pay. The word of salvation is coming to you. You don't have anything to pay. And the word of power is coming to you tonight. He has anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor. Two, he has sent him to heal the brokenhearted. The son is sick. He is also sick at heart, broken. And something holds you down, tonight it will set you free. And then it says, the recovering of sight to the blind. You'll open those blind eyes and you will see. That bandage covering your sight, tonight is that night. Those eyes will open. And then to set at liberty. You know, you always know those who are not at liberty in their spirit, in their soul, in their mind, in the inner man, they're bound. The way they walk, the way they talk, they pronounce two sentences, they're fat out, they're tired. Why? The inner man is sick, is imprisoned. You can tell they're imprisoned by debt. They're imprisoned by poverty. They're imprisoned by enemies. They're imprisoned by society. They fear everywhere they go. But today, praise the Lord. He has come to set you at liberty. Free. Where are you? Free. The Lord confirm your freedom tonight in Jesus' name. I'm reading that verse 21 again, verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. There's a performance waiting for you. A fulfillment waiting for you. A turning around waiting for you tonight in Jesus' name. Isaiah 35. Isaiah chapter 35. And we're looking at verse 4. Isaiah 35. Reading from verse 4. Say to them that of a fearful heart. The Lord said, I shall say to you, your heart, you're fearful, you're burdened. This particular month of the year, when it comes to this time, a calamity always happens. Something destructive always happens. The Lord sent me to tell you tonight, those things that used to happen in the past that get you down, you move forward one step And then backward 7 steps, the Lord said, I should tell you tonight, all those things are over. Say to them that of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. He'll take vengeance on the devil on your behalf. Take vengeance on sickness on your behalf. Take vengeance on evil spirit on your behalf. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Finish. Finish. He will come. He will come. And he will not come late. Men may come late. People may come late. They're searching for their instruments. They're searching for something that they're going to use. He doesn't search. He's eternal. He's always there. He has everything that will solve your problem tonight. Your God will come. Amen. And save you. Amen. And heal you. Amen. And deliver you. Amen. And set you free. Amen. When that happens, what will happen then? Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, then, when the Lord comes tonight, then, when he visits you tonight, then, when he touches you tonight, then, the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And then in verse 6, it tells us, then shall the lame man leap as an arch, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out. Maybe you are going through wilderness now. Everything is dry. The purse is dry. The bank account is dry. The profession is dry. Customers don't come anymore. And the family is dry. And the body of the man, the husband, is dry. And there is no child. And the woman, the wife, is dry. Everything is dry in the wilderness. Tonight, waters shall break out. And streams in the desert. And then look at verse 7. It says in verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool. That's talking about you. And the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Amen. For you, amen. Amen. For your miracle, amen. And then in verse 8, it says in verse 8, and an highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. I didn't hear an amen there. Satan is unclean. He will not walk on this same path you are walking in. He will not get to you. Sickness in the sight of the Lord is unclean, and sickness will not travel and meet you there again. All those evil powers, they are unclean in the sight of the Lord. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall be for those people, the wayfaring men, do fools shall not err therein. It says, everyone, do fools. You don't know Greek. You don't know Hebrew. You don't even know English. You don't know science. The wayfaring men, do fools. As you say, I'm coming to Christ, the way will be so clear. You will not miss your step. Amen. I am coming, Lord. I am coming, Lord. I am coming. I am coming. I will not miss my step. You will get to the Savior tonight. You will get to the healer tonight. You'll get to the deliverer tonight. You'll get to the miracle worker tonight. Nothing will stop you in Jesus' name. And look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 5. And we're reading from verse 30. Acts chapter 5. We're reading from verse 30. God, the God of our fathers, raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Look at verse 31. Him as God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. It's already prince. It's Lord. All you need to do is say, I accept his royalty, his kingship. And the moment you accept, salvation will come to you. Forgiveness will come to you. Amen. Amen. Healing will come to you. Amen. Then it says, for to give repentance to Israel. He's the one that gives all the repentance. Lord, my heart is hard. I cannot feel the burden of the sin. And I want to repent. Just come, just come. Don't wait for feeling. It will give you that repentance and forgiveness of sins. That's your redemption. Forgiveness for you tonight. Freedom for you tonight. Fruitfulness for you tonight. And the redemption of the Lord will be yours in Jesus' name. I receive. I receive. You'll get it in Jesus' name. Point number two now. Point number two, the power and purpose of our recovery. The power and the purpose of your recovery. Because I'm sure, beyond any shadow of doubt tonight, recovery is just waiting for you. And the moment will come, and we'll say, now it is time to pray. Who will be the next? Who will be the next? Who will be the next to follow Jesus? I will be the next. I will be the next. I'll be the next to follow Jesus. And then salvation, healing, deliverance. As you present yourself, the power of redemption will work in your life, and the purpose of recovery will work in your life. Look at Luke chapter 4. We're looking at verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. What does that mean? At the Alpha location, the power of Christ will move. In all the surrounding regions in the state, the power of God will move. In all the states around this by Elsa, power is coming out and going forth everywhere in Jesus' name. In the whole nation, Nigeria, in the whole continent, Africa, everything taken in as the Africa religion, Africa region, power will come out to every country. And then Asia, America, all the countries in Europe, all the countries in the Pacific, everywhere, America, South Africa, Latin America, power tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 32 there. In verse 32, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. The word of Christ comes to you tonight. And anything that is eating up your body like cancer, the power of the Lord will wipe it out in Jesus' name. Tonight, recovery. Who is having the recovery now? Tonight, recovery. Thank you, my brother. Recovery for you. Thank you, my sister there. Recovery for you. My boy, my daughter there. We praise God. Recovery comes for everyone in Jesus' name. Yes, I hear you on the radio. I hear you over there on television. I hear you online. Power. 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 To everyone there in Jesus' name. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, and they were all amazed. And they spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, with authority and power, commandeth he the unclean spirits, and they come out. Somebody help me say, and they come out. At the back, and they come out. Over there at the corner on my right hand side, shout it, and they come out in front of me here. Anything that have been planted there and said, I will wreck you, I will destroy you, I will not leave. No matter, you can go and drink River Jordan dry. I'm going to wreck you. Say, and they come out. On my good and side over there, they come out. I want to see you. I want to see your face. And they come out. They will come out. I said they will come out. I cannot, you know, when you have good stories to tell, I cannot stop. Because the other day, I mentioned Taraba. Yesterday, I mentioned Taraba. When you have a good story to tell, the story that will loose all the chains that bind you, the story that will break every yoke in your life, it will not be right not to tell you the story. Can I tell you a story? Yeah. Story, story. Can I tell you a story? Yeah. Last month, we were in Taraba. Jalingo in particular, the capital. And look at this boy. He was totally mad. Completely mad. 5 years. And was going around like that. Mad, insane, lunatic. And then this train and this plane of the global crusade traveled over there to Jalingo. And he had been there in Jalingo having that problem. Now, authority and power. Somebody shout, authority and power. I will preach in the name of Jesus. And I said, insane, mad spirit, come out. And the people of God, they gave a Jalingo amen. And immediately, that evil spirit left and went out. Tonight, we have traveled from Jalingo, we're now in Yenagoa. The power of God has now traveled all the way from there and has come to you there. And there's authority. And there's power. You're free. Sickness, evil spirit, evil power, anything that ties you down there, you've got it. They're out in Jesus' name. The power and the purpose for our recovery now. Today I'm telling Jalingo's story. Tomorrow I'm going to tell Bayelsa's story. In Jalingo, February, there was this medical doctor. He wasn't born again. He didn't know Christ. But he was a good, effective medical doctor. All of a sudden, from nowhere, a hand knocked him on the head. Like a joke. That place where the knock came, he couldn't see. It was invisible. Couldn't see anything or anyone. That place became depressed inside. And then the air there fell out. And the place was becoming rotting. And when he tried to put his finger in that place to see what was happening, that finger swelled up. And then he was losing his mind, losing his sanity. And when the wife, remember, they were not born again, husband and wife. When the wife saw that the man was already demonstrating signs of madness, she was already packing her load and wanted to leave. And eventually, somebody, a good Samaritan, invited him to that global crusade. Power. Authority. The anointing that breaks every yoke. And eventually, he was there. And then I said, like I'm going to say today, I'm going to command that thing away from your life today. Then I commanded, I said, evil power, evil hand, come out. And Jalingo said, amen. And now we're adding by Yelsa, amen. Immediately she felt free. That place that was becoming rotten, everything was all right. Air began to grow in that place. And when he saw that, he gave his life to the Lord and became born again. And the wife said, my husband, I cannot leave you again. And they became joined together again. God will mend your family. God will unite your family. The problem that wants to separate you and scatter you and destroy you tonight is gone in Jesus' name. There's power, and that power is here tonight. It will reach you. It will set you free. It will deliver you. Look at this in Acts chapter 10. Reading from verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Sage. If it's coming your way, shout it out. And with power, who went about doing good, he never does evil. When he comes to you tonight, he'll do good. Then he'll move over there, he'll do good. You'll see somebody whose head is down. He will put his gentle hand and lift up your head and said, I came to do your good. You'll see somebody crying. He'll take the heavenly invisible handkerchief and wipe away your tears and say, I came to do your good. And by Elsa, the Lord is visiting us. It's going from person to person, from the young to the old, from the old to the young, and it's doing good. Over there at the back, it's doing good. Over there on the side, it's doing good. Everywhere, it's doing good. The water of life is flowing everywhere. You will drink and be satisfied. He went about doing good and healing all. All. The air we breathe is a gift from God for all. The water we drink is a gift from God for all. And the ground will step on solid. It's the gift of God for all. The farmland on which we plant is for all. And the river where we're fishing is for all. Every good thing Christ brings is for all. Salvation for all. Amen. Healing for all. Amen. Deliverance for all. Amen. Strength for all. It's for you tonight. Amen. Healing all that are oppressed of the devil. God never oppresses anyone. If there's any oppression anywhere, it's from the devil. And the Lord will knock off the hand of the devil from you today. Yeah. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He came, his purpose is to save. His purpose is to heal. His purpose is to deliver. And that purpose is fulfilled in your life tonight. See, it's fulfilled in my life. It's fulfilled in my life. There's a place, a mansion in heaven waiting for you. Nobody will replace you. As you come to Christ tonight, and the Lord so loved you, he came for the purpose of forgiving your sin, giving you salvation, and then he said, I'm going to heaven. I'll be waiting for you. And before you come, I'll prepare a mansion for you. And all you need to do now is to say, I receive the key to that mansion. Salvation, that's the key. Forgiveness, that's the key. And it's free. And it all takes, yes, Lord, I accept. I receive. You will get to heaven. Say, I will get to heaven. The Lord put an amen to that in your life in Jesus' name. Look at Mark chapter 16, reading from verse 15. It says, he said unto them, go ye into all the world. That's what we're doing now. Global crusade. Go ye into all the world. I brought salvation to everyone. Tell everyone all over the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then in verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not, how is it that somebody will not believe? You heard that testimony here at the Alpha location before our choir came. And God is merciful to everyone. Look at the joy. Don't you want to be happy like that? Look at the happiness. Don't you want to be happy like that? You must be saved tonight. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Look at verse 17. It says in verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Believers, are you there? Yes. I believe. Where are you? The signs will follow you. Yes. Miracles will follow you. Yes. Healing will follow you. Yes. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Look at verse 18. It says, they shall take off serpents. What that means is that thing crawling about in your body, biting you there, biting you there, and biting the head. Tonight, that serpent spirit will vanish away. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. What that means is, if anyone motivated by Satan tries to kill you before your time, They want you weaker, weaker, weaker until you die. That thing will not kill you. The destiny of your life, the longevity of your life, the length of your life will not be determined by any enemy on earth. In fact, when they think they'll finish you, God will say, I give you 15 more years. You will be strong. You will be healthy. I don't see any sign of death on your faces. Do you see? Look around. Look around. I said look around. Do you see any sign of death? Life. Abundant life. Healthy life. It will not hurt you. And they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That brother, you will recover. Daughter, you will recover. Tonight, you recover in Jesus' name. Look at the last verse there, verse 20. In verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. By Elsa, amen now. Look at point number three. Point number three, the perception and preparedness for our redemption. Say the perception. Say the perception. The readiness for my redemption. Anyone that has come is ready. The blind people came to Christ and he said, do you believe I can do this? They said, yes, Lord, you are ready. And the leper came and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He said, I'm ready. I don't know whether you are ready. And the Lord touched him. Leprosy went away. He was ready. Anyone that comes, anyone that says, I don't want to remain in sin, I come to my Savior, you are ready. And the Lord will save you tonight. Any sick person that comes and says, I've gone here, I've gone there, I've tried this, I've tried that, but now I come to the Lord tonight, the Lord will see that readiness and the Lord will heal you in Jesus' name. We're looking at Colossians chapter 1. We're reading from verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who has delivered us? He's done it already. It's just for you to key in and to say, I am here. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Tonight, the Lord will translate you out of darkness into the light, out of hopelessness into hope, out of friendlessness into the fellowship of the saints of God. Tonight, there's this translation into the kingdom of his dear son. Look at verse 14 there. In whom we have redemption. In him we have redemption. In him you. And you there. And you there. In him you have, tell me, through his blood. He has shed the blood already. He has died for you already. Even the forgiveness of sins. Guilt will vanish away. Condemnation will vanish away. The joy of salvation will come to you tonight. And the peace of salvation will come to you tonight. The moment you say, I accept, I receive, I take it, because the Lord has provided it for me. It will be yours in Jesus' name. What do you have tonight? You have salvation tonight. Give me a good amen. What do you have tonight? You have forgiveness. Every sin you ever committed, a sin that looks like a penny at cover, a sin that looks like 100 naira, a sin that looks like is bigger now, $1, a sin that looks like $1 million, and you cannot have that money to pay. Tonight, Christ, by his blood, has come to forgive all those great big sins and the small sins. No condemnation again. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. And now he gives us forgiveness, gives us freedom, gives us authority, gives us dominion, gives us power. In short, he came for you in particular tonight to set you free. Amen. Free. Amen. Where are you? Free. Amen. Free. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. He has paid the whole price. He paid the ransom that you will be forgiven, that you will be saved. And every sin you ever committed since you came on this earth, redemption, forgiveness is now available for you. Amen. You will get it. You must not go back home with the helplessness, hopelessness, or the injury, the wounds, the punishment of your sin. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're receiving that forgiveness now. You're saying, take my sin away. Take my guilt away. And take the punishment of sin away from me. The Lord is ready for you. If you are ready for that forgiveness, salvation, raise up your hand there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Responding to the offer of salvation from the Lord. If you are raising up your hand, please stand up. Let the Lord see you. That tonight you believe that this is your day. Your day of release, your day of redemption, your day of salvation, your day of forgiveness from every sin you have ever committed in your life. Where are you? Where are you there? God bless you. Raise up your hand and stand up. As you are standing up, tell the Lord there, say, Lord, say that, Lord, I was a sinner. I've heard you came to save me and to forgive me. Lord, I come to you. Forgive me. Thank you, Lord. Whosoever comes to him, he will, for no reason, cast away. He has received you. You have that salvation now. There'll be peace in your heart, joy in your heart, salvation. And it gives you the strength to go and live in newness of life. Let me pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. Loving God, a pardoning God, I believe that everyone who has sincerely turned away from darkness, turned away from sin, and turned unto you now, I believe you are forgiving them in Jesus' name. Do a new work of grace in the heart of everyone. Grant peace, grant joy, grant forgiveness, grant real salvation to everyone now. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody now say that amen together.
Amen.
Keep on standing, new brothers and sisters, new creatures in Christ. Keep on standing. Our counselors are coming there now. And our pastor, state pastor, is coming to direct us at the time of this counseling. After that, I come back for your healing and deliverance and miracle. You will not miss it tonight. Keep on standing, keep on standing, keep on standing, keep on standing. The counselors are just by your side there. They will attend to you and they will just get your data. They will get your name. They will get your address. Why we are getting that is to contact you and to help you so that you can stand in your newfound faith in Christ. And so give them the correct name you have and your address. And where you don't have a definite address, you can describe that place either by the popular compound where you live or by the name of somebody where you live. Or if you have any member of the church around you, you can also indicate there through whom we can contact you. But we need your proper names. And so, our counselors, please, can you attend to everyone? Let no one be left out. Everyone should be attended to, and everyone should be given that touch. And if you are watching online and you just gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, visit the link showing on the screen now. It should be a link that is showing on the screen now. You should be able to fill it. It's a form, you fill it, so we can assist you further in your new work with Christ. And we want also to let you know that those who are listening via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, send your name and your phone number and your location address via SMS or through this WhatsApp number, +234 915 444 9263. Once again, +234 915 444 9263. And it will be given attention. So our counselors, please attend to everyone. Get all their particulars. Now that you are giving your life to Christ, you have been saved. You are no longer a sinner. And so all the information you give us will be correct and to the point. And our counselors have packages with them there. They will give you a package there as they get your particulars. In that package, if you open it, there is a book there you are going to read. It's going to help you to grow in the faith. And there is also a letter from our pastor to you, inviting you to a banquet that will be taking place next week, Sunday. And so don't forget to read that letter, and you see the details and the various venues where that banquet will be had. And those who are in other nations and other countries of the world, you will be told where you will have yours
And we want to please inform us that those who have given their lives to the Lord, either this night, or you did your own yesterday, or you did your own on Friday or Thursday, you'll be having lunch hour with Christ tomorrow by 3 p.m. in the afternoon, here, right here in this university auditorium, just by the left-hand side of this arena. So you come by 3 p.m., our leaders will be there to welcome you, and they will have something to give to you. Don't forget to attend. There will also be a banquet on the 3rd of April at the Deeper Life Campground by 3 p.m. And don't forget that banquet. As you attend, the Lord will bless you. We want our counselors, please, let's hasten up, because our pastor is loaded with power tonight. And that power will get to everyone. All will be healed. All will be delivered. And all will be touched in Jesus' name. And so those of us who are, you are sick, just see yourself, begin to dream of jumping up tonight. You are lame. Or maybe your leg is shorter than the other. Begin to rejoice, because tonight you are going to walk perfectly normal. And those who are paralyzed, they carried you. You can't even stand up. Tonight, get ready. You are going to jump like an hart. And if you are blind, you are going to see. And if you are deaf, you are going to hear. And if you are having any part of your body cut off or cut out, God is going to recreate that part of your body. This day is the day of your redemption. And so begin to get ready. Please, our counselors, the supervisor at the far left, please, are you through with the counseling? Please raise up your hand and wave it at me. God bless you. At the near left here, supervisor, can you raise up your hand and wave it at me if you are through? Okay, God bless you. At the central part of this arena, if you are true, supervisor, please raise up your hand and wave it at me. God bless you. And if you are near right here, the counselors, supervisor, please, if you are true with your work, can you raise up your hand and wave it at me? Wave it at me, please, if you do. Yes, supervisor, can you raise your hand and wave it at me? God bless you. At the far right, if you are true there, can you please raise up your hand and wave it at me? God bless you. Everybody, we're going to rise up. The time has come. I said the time has come. Put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I've been thinking of you. You need healing, deliverance, your time has come. Amen. Remember, when we mention the name of Jesus, no power, no plague, no disease, no sickness can withstand the name of Jesus. Amen. It's coming to you right there. Amen. Where are you? Raise up that hand. You brought anybody helpless, lying down, no strength to stand. When you hear the final amen, that healing will have been performed. Amen. Let the hand where you have the problem, you're blind, you see, you're lame, you'll walk, your broken bones, they're mended, joined together, broken heart, he'll heal you. Incurable disease, everything will go tonight. Amen. The Lord will put a testimony in your mouth. Amen. The Lord is ready for you now. Get ready. Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. By your stripes, we're all healed. And you went about doing good, healing all without exception. Tonight, as we move in the audience of your waiting people, believing people, touch them, heal them in Jesus' name. Online, over the radio, over the television, in every country, every continent, every home, every gathering place, touch them, heal them in Jesus' name. Whatever the name of the sickness, at the mention of the name of Jesus, they will bow. Sickness, disease, infirmity, wherever you are, come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. The tormenting spirit, that legion, authority comes against you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. And any ailment, any disease caused by that destructive power of Satan, you are subdued. You are canceled. Be healed in Jesus' name. Any part of your body where that sickness is, whatever the name, cancer, be healed. Ulcer, be healed. Every internal disease, be healed in Jesus' name. Anything in your body, leprosy, skin disease, be cleansed right now. Be healed right now. And those blind eyes, in the name of the Lord that cannot fail, I command those blind eyes be opened right now and see clearly in Jesus' name. Deaf and dumb spirit, release your hold on them. Amen. Begin to hear. Amen. Begin to speak. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Arthritis, holding your joints, your backbone, your waist, your spinal cord, release them. Come out of them. Be healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis, come out. Broken bones, be healed. Short leg, grow out. And the people that have to use crutches or use brace or use whatever, you are released right now. Power comes upon you. Yes, you are set free. Yes, oh Lord, everywhere now, right, center, at the front, at the back, to the left, every home, every community, every congregation, let there be manifestation of power. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. Amen. The day of your miracle has now arrived. Amen. You have got it. Amen. You have got it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The miracle is there already. Do what you couldn't do before. You are now free. You're now healed.